Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries, in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. It's about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but moving to action, and about the gospel of the kingdom. Isaiah 61:1-4, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. Or they can also be translated heavy spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities of desolations of many generations. Wow. Let's talk a little bit about freedom and liberty. I want to talk about it from a spiritual perspective, not the normal perspective you might have been expecting. People need to be free. And the fact of the matter is, there is so much oppression that is coming against Christians that they refuse to acknowledge is actually happening. That they end up in a place where they literally allow shackles to be put on them, and they don't even know they're there. I'm talking about demonic oppression, where people who've been struggling with things for a long time have gone into basically an acceptance of it. And some people, they actually like it. They don't know what to do without it, because they've lived with it their whole lives, or most of their lives. This weekend, 9 o'clock at the DoubleTree Hotel, Peggy Golden is going to be talking about this issue and ministering to a lot of people. She's already been doing it most of the week. It's been fantastic. And some people don't even know they need freedom. And it really is kind of an interesting message for America today. There are tons of people in our country right now, they have no clue that they actually need freedom. They're content in living in a socialist hellhole. Quite literally. They don't know what freedom even looks like anymore. They don't even understand or comprehend what it means to be a free person, both in Christ and as an American. And just so we're very clear, socialism is founded on Satanism. And I'm going to be really clear about this. Pastor Richard Wormbrand talked about this in Tortured for Christ. He outlined the satanic roots of socialism. And there's an underlying spirit there of envy, covetousness, that permeates socialism. And you hear it in this, what may seem to some people to be a subtle difference between equity and equality. Now, equality, the idea behind that was we were all treated equal under the law. There wasn't anybody special. They didn't have special privileges. They didn't have special anything. They couldn't hang flags illegally over government buildings. Couldn't do any of that stuff. Okay, it was equality. We were treated equal under the law. Equity is essentially legalized envy. Legalized, and it ends up being legalized theft, because Somebody sees somebody, oh, they have more than I do. They can't have that. That's not equity. And this was the difference between the American Revolution and the French Revolution, where the French brought forward the idea of equality, which is equity, where they could take from one to give to another to make things equal, instead of true equality, which is under the law, that we're all made in the image of God, we should be treated equal under the law. It doesn't matter the color of your skin or your ethnicity, we're all treated equal under the law. And that's the great fallacy today. You hear from, you know, from the local media where they attempt to call anybody who disagrees with them a racist. And we here at Patriot Radio talked about this years ago, that that's what their strategy would be. And they, of course, they do it. And it doesn't matter if you're actually black, they will still call you a white supremacist. And I have friends that happened to. Because what they're really getting at is, and what they're really subsumed with, is envy. It is the spirit of envy, and it is the root of socialism. And that really is what Satan did. He was envious of God. So this whole thing that we're facing now, some people don't even know they need to be free because they don't even know what it looks like. They think that, oh, well, I'll take the little bit that I'm given as long as I can play my video games and watch movies and eat potato chips. I'm good to go. Drink soda. Good to go. That's not real freedom. Freedom in Christ is being able to bring the light, the good news to the entire world, the gospel of the kingdom to the entire world. But the thing is most Christians don't, they think, well, once I'm a believer, I'm not going to suffer any oppression. Well, of course you are. Now you're especially a target. And so that's what Peggy Golden's going to be talking about, how to be free on Saturday, 9 o'clock at the DoubleTree Hotel. Ronald Reagan once said that liberals know so much that just isn't so. I would go one step a little bit farther than that. I would just say that there is a lost and dying world that knows so much that just isn't so. And they perish for a lack of knowledge. And some Christians suffer their entire lives bound. They perish for a lack of knowledge. So Saturday, please show up. 9 o'clock, DoubleTree Hotel, downtown. All right. Now from the front, your daily intelligence briefing on the international front. Coming to us from Debka File. Quadcopter drone strike near Karaj. So this is a new chapter in the covert campaign versus a nuclear Iran. Now, Karaj, if you're talking geography, is just a little bit northwest of Tehran, which is in the northwest of Iran. Tehran's the capital city. So this drone attack, the sabotage attack on one of its facilities with Iran's Atomic Energy Agency, claimed to have thwarted, broke new ground. So in other words, the Iranians are saying they thwarted this attempted drone strike. But here's, I don't want to get into the did they succeed or not. Drones are now becoming very clearly methods of modern warfare. And now we have this confirmation that Turkey used drones against human beings. And now we have the sabotage of a major piece of critical infrastructure. So this is going to be used in the future, continued in the future. What I'm going to call this is distance people, distance fighters from the actual fighting. It's a very dangerous thing to make it a video game. But that's what this is becoming. And then very soon, because of this detachment, it's very easy to kill people remotely here in the United States. And what we're seeing is that the left is demonizing Christians to the point where they're trying to make this detachment as well, so that they can justify the genocide of Christians in America. Now, some people may think that's very strong, but everywhere that communism has gone, that's exactly what's followed. And you can see it in the demonization that's happening out of the Pretenders' White House. And just, and some people are like, how come they're so stupid? They're not stupid. These are Harvard graduates, Yale graduates, Columbia graduates. They're not stupid. They're following a tried and true attempt. It's tried and true as far as the strategies are concerned, where it's allowed to win. Socialist revolution, a Marxist revolution, a communist revolution in this country. And I'm just tired of people giving them a pass by saying, oh, they just don't know. This is intentional. Clearly intentional. We need to be ready for what's about to happen in this country, what they're going to try to pull. I mean, if COVID didn't wake you up, I don't know what will. And that brings us on the international front and on the national front, too. To Gateway Pundit, CDC admits to finding more cases of rare heart inflammation than expected in young adults after COVID vaccine shots. So can somebody please tell me how there is a justification for giving this gene therapy to the youngest population who is not really at risk, very, very, very minimal risk by their own admission. And now the actual detriment of taking the shot is outweighing any benefit that these people tried to bring forward. I don't think there's really any benefit to the gene therapy now. For the vast majority of Americans, COVID was never really an issue. And now this. And pericarditis, this is very interesting. Myocarditis and pericarditis. I want to tell a story. This actually happened to me in the military where they were giving us anthrax shots. And they listed all of the side effects. And everybody's kind of looking at each other like, are you kidding me? And somebody I know personally was in the unit, got pericarditis after the shot. I mean, this is a healthy 19-year-old kid. And that's what really turned me to looking at what is really happening with vaccinations and now gene therapies. And so the Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System has shown this spike in 16 to 24-year-olds. Why is this happening? So there's something that it's a reaction to this stuff, obviously. But it again raises the point, why are we doing this in the first place? Now it's proven that shedding is happening. We'll have that on a different show. Also proven with this autopsy of a guy in Europe that spike proteins were infested throughout this guy's organs. So what is this really about? Is this COVID gene therapy, is it actually the next pandemic? I think that's a legitimate question that people need to start asking. That brings us now to the national front, coming to us from Populist Press. And I want to preface this by saying that Populist Press is a news aggregate, along with Revolver, Readout Report. They're doing a great job. So Populist Press posted an article actually originally by Gateway Pundit. General Michael Flynn, something is going to happen. They must create noise before the Arizona audit. They're going to have to do something. Something is going to happen. I don't think we're going to have to wait until the end of the summer. I think it's going to happen here fairly soon because they must create noise prior to the Arizona audit starting to really bubble out. They're going to have to do something. So what he's referring to is a strategy of communists to create a crisis before something really big exposes them. And it's not really a tactic because it's at the operational level. This is more of a strategy. They do this. And like we have been talking about, it seems there's a narrative arc toward a massive cyber attack in the United States of America. Also seems there's a narrative arc toward a war in the Middle East. And as we're seeing this ramp up with drone strikes and everything, we're looking for this to happen, but we come against it in Jesus' name because it's the enemy's plan. We're looking for it to happen. We need to be moving fast enough where they can't react with these kind of things. We have to. So General Flynn sounding the warning to American patriots. Now, again, 2 years ago, we warned on this show that something was going to happen in the following year. We warned ahead of time, and COVID happened. Flynn is coming out now and saying something's going to happen. Just pay attention. What does that mean for all of you? For all of us, what this means is we need to prepare. Be prepared and stand where you can stand right now. Don't listen to the guys who have been constantly wrong. Some in the head of local law enforcement here in Spokane County have been just consistently wrong on everything. People at the national level have been consistently wrong on everything. Don't listen to those people anymore. Don't give them any credence anymore. Listen to the people who have been right all along. That's why I advocate the new American and understanding the threat. These guys have been right all along. General Flynn is saying something's coming. Fits the strategy of the Marxists. Fits what they've done historically. Be ready. And don't do anything out of fear. Be ready because it takes the fear out of stuff. All right. Also on the national front, on a little bit different bent. Supreme Court strikes down a 1975 regulation that required agricultural employers to allow union organizers onto their property, their private property, I might add, to talk to the workers. This is actually a huge sea change, but for another reason, very important. In the 1970s, the former Soviet Union intentionally tried to infiltrate the unions, and specifically the farm workers' unions. And the reason that they did that was so that at an appointed time in the future, they could create a food crisis in America. Now, this was Soviet doctrine. It's very well known to anybody that's been studying it. So the fact that they're making it harder for agricultural farm workers in regards to the unionization on private property actually disrupts this former Soviet, now Chinese, strategy regarding our food supply lines in America. So it's actually a good thing. And people that don't understand that, they say, you're just trying to abuse the poor workers. No, nobody's advocating for the abuse of farm workers. They should be treated just like everybody else, equal under the law. What this is highlighting is something a lot of people don't know, that there was an actual strategy by the former Soviet Union to infiltrate the longshoremen, the people that unload and load the boats, agricultural farm workers. So these are the people that actually get the food out of the field, and then also to disrupt the food production. This is all part of a plan. So understand that. So this is actually a good thing that came out today from the United States Supreme Court. We're going to go next, and this is fascinating to me. This is on the national and the international front. If you haven't heard about this, John McAfee, so the guy that made McAfee Antivirus, was arrested and was then just approved for extradition to the United States, and it was over supposed tax violations. So he says a few months ago, this is October 15th, 2020, he says, quote, "I'm content in here." This is speaking of being in jail. "The food is good. All is well. Know that if I hang myself a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine," end quote. Then before that, he actually posted a tweet where he had a tattoo in a similar vein, warning that they could try to off him. Well, mysteriously, he is alleged to have committed suicide here the other day in jail. Now, I believe it was a Spanish jail, but that's not the important part. Here's the important part. He said that he had a 31 terabyte, that's huge, dead man switch that if anything ever happened to him, it would expose all of the wrongdoing of the elites. Now, a Etherscan wallet with the tracker ID whacked, which was the tattoo that McAfee had on his arm, has now woken up after being asleep and has started sending information to unknown addresses. So there may be something to McAfee's dead man switch. We're going to find out here in the next few days. He may have actually gone through with what he talked about. All right, also on the international front. I'm sorry, on the national front. Google has responded to claims it secretly installed COVID-19 tracking app on users' phones. A number of Android phone users over the past weekend reported that a COVID-19 notification system was automatically installed on their phones without warning or consent. Google, in a statement, did not confirm or deny whether they automatically distributed that. Okay, so of course they did. And it, you know, this goes to, look, if you're using a cell phone and it's not a cell phone that is intentionally created clean, there are tracking things all over them. Just know that. All right. Also on the national front, coming to us from Big League Politics, leaked documents from Iowa school systems show students being taught that MAGA, or Make America Great Again, is a form of racism and white supremacy. And they have the screenshots to show it. Wow. Wow. All right. Also, this coming to us from the New American Government, now greatest threat to U.S., warns Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church, who influences millions of Christians around the world, argued that the government itself is actually now the greatest threat to the nation. When government rewards evil and punishes good, and this is correct, it is going against the very tenets of Romans 13. So many people like to quote Romans 13, obey the government. The government actually is supposed to punish evil and promote good. And so what Pastor MacArthur is saying is very clear in recognizing what is happening with this attempted socialist revolution here in America. Lastly, technocracy news. Tucker Carlson hits close to technocracy and transhumanism. In his recent broadcast, Tucker Carlson lifted the hood on scientists who are promoting technocracy and transhumanism via human engineering. Now, if you've been following technocracy news, you know what Tucker Carlson is talking about. That they want to create humanity 2.0. They want to upgrade people. But more importantly, they want people to be controlled. That's what this is all about. They want people to be controlled. All right. I want to talk lastly about this Saturday again, 9 o'clock, Doubletree Hotel, downtown Spokane. Peggy Golden's going to be there. There is an important point as Christians that we need to be equipped to go out and to fight on behalf of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And so this is part of that equipping. Guys, if you're not awake right now, I mean, in the right way, people are still arguing about the mRNA technology, and now the mRNA technology, so the COVID gene therapy inventor, is sounding the alarm on the risks of these COVID-19 gene therapies. Hey, look, this is all coming out right now. Pay attention. Stop listening to the mainstream media who is trying to propagandize you into giving up all your freedom and sitting back and actually allowing the shackles to be put on yourselves. It's time to stand up right now, expose what's going on, and fight for the republic, fight for the kingdom of Jesus Christ, that we should be able to preach the gospel uninhibited anywhere we want to instead of having to be locked down, harassed, threatened, or as in the case of Canada, arrested. That's what this is all about. Get ready, everybody. Stand up. Now is the time to stand. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that's been praying for us. Make sure you go to Facebook.com/Patriot Radio US, like the page, share it with your friends and family. And you can find me on Gab, We Speak, MeWe, Twellet, MAGABook, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Podbean. Find me on all those, all right? And you can find Patriot Radio on Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, and iTunes. So get this stuff out to your friends and family. Go check out the sources that I've listed here in the broadcast, and let's make freedom happen. All right, it's my pleasure to introduce once again Trevor Loudon. He's an author, filmmaker, and public speaker from Christchurch, New Zealand. And for more than 30 years, he's researched the radical left, Marxist, and terrorist movements here in the United States and abroad, and their covert influence on mainstream politics. Trevor, it's always great to have you on the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Matt, I'm getting voicemail.
Okay, no problem. So Trevor has come out with several things that are very important. The enemies within, communists, socialists, and progressives in the U.S. Congress, and also the enemies within the church, which, if you have not heard of that before, you need to check it out, because he details the communist and socialist infiltration into the church body. And some of it is very subtle, but it's there. And the ties to guys like George Soros are very clear. And we need to wake people up that that's actually happening. A lot of folks are saying, oh, can't happen in our church. When in fact, it's happening in lots of churches all over the United States. So, right now, I am going to shift back to what we were talking about with waking people up. And I want to go through some Marxist strategies that we may see here in the very near term. And as General Flynn said, something is going to happen. Why would he pay attention to this stuff? Why would he get to that point? And then I want to get to something that's breaking as well. I didn't have time to get to it in the brief, so I'm going to try to get to it now. And this is coming to us from Jihad Watch. So first, let's go through this. The New American. On Wednesday, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention continued its push for this COVID-19 gene therapy among people 12 years and older. despite the findings of its own report citing more than 1,000 cases of heart inflammation or myocarditis and pericarditis in young adults ages 16 and up. So Dr. Robert Malone, he's a licensed physician in Maryland and inventor of mRNA technology. During a podcast with host and evolutionary biologist Brett Weinstein and entrepreneur Steve Kirsch, sounded the alarm on the potential risks of experimental vaccines on young people. And big tech has punished him for it. They tried to shut the episode down, actually. And Malone apparently sent manuscripts months ago to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration claiming the spike protein used in COVID-19 vaccine, gene therapy, posed a health risk. Malone bluntly told Tucker Carlson the other night that the government is not being transparent with us about what those risks are. And so I'm of the opinion that people have the right to decide whether to accept the vaccine or not, especially since these are experimental vaccines, which is critical. And I want to say something, too. Local universities like Eastern Washington universities are pushing this gene therapy, despite the fact it is an emergency or experimental vaccine. And during that phase being experimental, no one can be forced to take it because it's experimental. This is critical to understand. And these guys are pushing it anyway, even here in our local universities. And I want to be really clear in regards to that. 21 U.S.C. 36 specifically addresses this experimental vaccination program. You cannot force somebody to take an experiment. Nuremberg, okay, let's go back to World War II. Nazi scientists, among them Dr. Mengele, experimented on Jews in the concentration camps. Horrific. But they did medical experiments on these people, intentional medical experiments to put their lives in jeopardy. And in part of the Nuremberg trials and what came out of that as principles that applied across the world, humanity, one of those principles was you cannot be forced to take a vaccine. You can't be forced to have experimental medical procedures done on you. You can't. It's a basic, God-given, unalienable right. And so now here we have University of Washington pushing this. And people are starting now to push back. That'll probably be the subject of a different show. But the Eastern Washington University Board of Trustees, the president, and several other people there have been put on notice about this. And they're still ignoring the law. Say it again. You cannot force somebody to take an experimental vaccine or do any kind of experimental medical procedure. There's something called informed consent in the law. And that's why you have to sign all these things ahead of time where you acknowledge all the risks. Well, that all applies except for vaccines, except for gene therapies. That's obviously absurd. So we need to reclaim our rights that people have tried to take away. Super important. All right. I want to talk next about Marxist strategy and something called fourth generation warfare. Now, this was originally recognized and outlined by a guy named William S. Lind. And he wrote a handbook on fourth generation warfare. Now, most modern military folks have never even studied this, but during my time in the military, we studied this. And it was a follow-on to Lynn's Maneuver Warfare Handbook, which was originally published in 1985. That's still in print. And Maneuver Warfare was what we would call, I guess, third-generation warfare, or the Blitzkrieg, where you use combined arms to do this. Well, his fourth-generation warfare framework, this outline, recognized the realities that we're facing today. And so there's a quote from his book that I think sums this up, and we're going to get into the specifics of this here in a second. At the heart of fourth-generation warfare is not a military evolution, but a political, social, and moral revolution, a crisis of the legitimacy of the state. All over the world, citizens of states are transferring their primary allegiance away from the state to other entities, specifically to tribes, ethnic groups, religions, gangs, ideologies, and, quote, causes. Some have categorized this in modern parlance as neo-tribalism, or the rise of neo-tribalism. Tribes around ideology, tribes around... So it's not blood relations that we're talking about here. It was more throughout the ideological spectrum that people were aligning, and also the religious spectrum, specifically referencing Islam. So the idea behind this is that there are different levels of warfare. And I want to talk about this briefly because some of you have not heard this. It's called the fourth generation warfare grid, and this is kind of where we start with this. And I'm going to bring it to the simple here in a second. So you've got tactical, operational, and strategic levels of warfare. You also have physical, mental, and moral levels of warfare. So the most important level of warfare is the moral, strategic level of war. So you can win a war tactically. You can win a war even at the operational level, but you can lose it at the moral and strategic level and lose the war. This explains what happened in some respects in Vietnam, where we had a moral level of the war if we wanted it, but we didn't do it. Or they hamstrung our soldiers from fighting to win Vietnam. So fourth-generation warfare recognizes this idea. And what happens then is you can view the attempted Marxist revolution here in America very clearly. They're trying to establish a moral level. Everyone's a white supremacist. We have a systematic problem with the system. I know that was redundant, but that's how they talk. We have systemic racism, all this other garbage, total nonsense, totally untrue. They know it's untrue. But they're trying to establish a moral level for starting a war in this country.
I have no, Matt.
Okay. And so with the Marxist attempted revolution, if you understand that part of it as an overview, you don't get sucked into these narratives of the mainstream media. All right, it is, again, my pleasure to introduce Trevor Loudon, author and filmmaker and expert on the Marxists, and not just here in the United States, but throughout the entire world, and their history and their strategy and their tactics. Trevor Loudon, it's always great to have you on the show. Thank you for joining me again.
Hey, always a pleasure. Great to catch up with you, Matt. I hope you're well.
Doing very well. There's a lot to talk about, and we only have about 20 minutes, but I want to give you the floor here. Where are we at? What should we be paying attention to, especially over this summer, where it seems very clear they're going to continue to try to foment unrest here in the United States? They're going to continue to try to implement policies that are going to hamstring people that love this country and love this republic.
Yeah, I think we've already seen the rioting breaking out in South Carolina last night. And so we're going to see more of that through the summer. We've got to understand the Black Lives Matter is a communist Chinese operation. You know, it's connected to the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. It's run by a group called Asians for Black Lives, which is a front for the Chinese Progressive Association, which is run out of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. So that's going to be happening. There's going to be big battles looming between the states. You know, Texas is going to defend its border, and Washington's going to try and stop them. And the big thing to watch, though, is there's going to be a huge battle to destroy the U.S. military budget and purge the U.S. military of all the patriots, the Republicans, the conservatives, because the U.S. military is the only thing they really fear. You know, Obama got rid of most of the patriotic generals and replaced them with sycophants and leftists, but the ranks are still good. And so that's what they're going to be doing next, getting the good guys out of the ranks. And I'm hoping everybody who can, every patriot will stay within the military to outlast this revolution, because we're going to need it. And, so we're going to have a lot of turmoil over the summer, I believe. They're going to try and make the country so ungovernable that they don't actually have a 2022 election, because they know if they have one and it's fair, they're going to lose in a massive landslide. So they don't want to. They don't want to risk that.
So what do you think they're going to try to do to take some attention away from the audit that's happening in Arizona, and also from some of the fight of some good Republicans, some good conservatives that are calling out what's happening in the U.S. military right now?
Yeah, I think what they're going to try and do is maybe have some false flag attacks around the place. You know, they're going to somebody's going to get killed or somebody's going to get attacked, and they'll blame, you know, right-wingers, they'll blame white supremacists, conservatives, etc., and they're going to unleash the FBI and the IRS, etc., on their enemies. That's already starting. You already see that happening now. The whole scam that happened in January the 6th in the Capitol building was there to create a pretext for cracking down on their opposition, on the patriots and the conservatives. So they're going to double down on that. So everybody's got to be prepared for that. You've got to make sure all your affairs are in order so that they can't come after you legally. And, just protect yourselves and the communities. But it's going to be an interesting time, I'll tell you that, because the patriots are rising like I have never seen them before. It's like the Tea Party all over again, but with a much younger demographic, which is very, very positive. But the left are getting increasingly desperate. Things are not going as well as they had hoped. And they're going to crack down on us if they get any chance. So that's a very good reason to damp down on any violent rhetoric. And don't get baited into any violent activities, because that will just be used as an excuse to clamp down on everybody on our side.
That's right. They're trying to set this narrative up right now. And it seems, too, that the infiltration of the farm workers union, the longshoremen, the food production facilities through some of the unions there, that is kind of ramping up right now. And it seems like they're trying to drive toward another communist strategy, which is disrupt the supply chains and maybe even create a food shortage. What are you hearing in that vein? And can you describe a little bit about that process and that strategy?
Yeah, well, it's destabilization. Everything they're going to do they can to destabilize and demoralize our people. So they're going to, there's going to be economic disruption. There's going to be violence in the streets from the left. We're going to make sure it doesn't come from our side. And they're going to just try and intimidate and demoralize the American people. So the American people just gives up what freedom we have left for a promise of security and stability. So you're going to see, you know, people think, oh, we voted for Biden. Things are going to settle down now. You ain't seen nothing yet. You know, internationally, you've got Russia about to attack Eastern Europe. You've got China about to strike out in the Pacific. You got Iran about to attack Israel and Saudi Arabia. And in America, you're going to have rioting, economic destabilization, cyber attacks, more of what we saw, you know, the big attack on the fuel system out in the east. And just the fear of that is going to put Americans back in their homes, put them back in retreat, and intimidate them. That's what it's intended to do. So this is the time we've got to be really, really bold and really, really out there, and but very disciplined and very peaceful.
So right now, there have been several reports of the Chinese, you know, they're obviously not going away, but the Chinese really beginning to infiltrate in the United States of America. They've already infiltrated many groups. There are some people that are saying that they have already infiltrated guns here into the United States of America. That's part of the reason
Absolutely.
That they're buying a property.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about that.
Well, look, they're buying up property. They're buying up infrastructure. But they're buying up politicians. You know, John Ratcliffe, who was Trump's intelligence advisor, said that the Chinese had bought and blackmailed so many American congressmen, they can determine which legislation passes the U.S. Congress and which doesn't. We are currently living in the China-Harris-Obama administration. China effectively runs the White House. They're dictating policy. They are inside the gates, and they are working at every level. They're massing people in below the Mexican border. They're working with the Mexican government to drive more and more people over the border. And they've got, you know, several countries have troops on the other side of the border, you know, guerrilla-type operations. They've been running guns into the West Coast ports for a long time. They've got caches all over the place. And they have got you know what it's like in King County, you know what it's like in Portland, Oregon, and coastal California. China runs those areas. China runs the Bay Area. China has a huge influence in Sacramento. They already have a big beachhead on the West Coast here. So, yeah, look, they are playing for keeps. They knew, they understood that if President Trump got a second term, he was going to do to the Communist Party of China what Reagan did to the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. So they destroyed our economy with their COVID deliberately. They burnt their cities with their Black Lives Matter deliberately. They stole our election deliberately. And now they're working to finish this country off economically, militarily, culturally, politically, the whole thing. We are in World War III. We just better wake up to that fact while we still have a chance.
What can people do right now to fight back against this? And again, I know a lot of people are organizing locally, but there's so many still that are waiting for Trump or General Flynn or somebody to do something at the national level.
Yeah, look, this is part of it too, you know, and I'll probably upset a lot of people with this, but, you know, things like QAnon, you know, have been promising for months, you know, Trump's going to come back in August, Trump's going to come back in May, look, that's all a scam. You know, the idea that the military secretly control is delusional. Obama had 8 years to get rid of every patriotic general he could and replace them with leftists and Princeton sociology PhDs and all this kind of thing. So it's up to us. And what we have is 30 states still controlled by Republican legislatures. The red counties of the blue states, that's 80% of America we're talking, stretching from Alaska and the Arctic Circle right through the middle of the country to the Gulf of Mexico and the Florida Keys. And we got 80 million MAGA voters and another 20 million people who wish they had been. So we have to build a nation within a nation. We got to afford it. Now, I'm not talking revolt. I'm not talking secession. I'm talking the 10th Amendment. You know, telling the federal government, we will not take any of your unconstitutional dictates. You're not coming for our guns. You're not coming for our religious liberties. You're not coming for our freedom of speech. And you're not coming for our elections. Just like Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida right now. Just like Greg Abbott is doing in Texas. He is going to build that border wall himself. The states, we have to back our constitutional sheriffs, and we have to back our constitutional legislators, and we've got to form a nation within a nation to so blunt the the Democrats. They can't get their bad stuff through before 2022. We've got to fix the vote fraud up in all the 30 red states. Then we come back in 2022 and make Kamala Harris a lame duck president. Oh, did I say Kamala Harris? I meant Joe Biden. So that's what we've got to do. We've got to work at the local level, back our sheriffs, back our legislators. We're already seeing the GOP has been taken over by the grassroots all over the country. We're seeing a resurgence that I haven't seen since the Tea Party days. A lot of groups are springing up, and they're a lot younger, because you've had people sitting at home for a year reading their kids' school textbooks, and they're angry. This is what we've got to do. We've got to build our counties. So we've got to fortify our red counties. We've got to fortify our red states. Not like fortifications. We've got to legally fortify them, get them all to stand together, work together. Recently, 20 Republican states sent a letter to Biden. All the attorney generals of 20 states said, keep out of our elections, Mr. Biden, or there will be trouble. We have to build a nation within a nation until we can restore the full unity of a free America.
What do you see the next 3 months looking like? Do you think we're going to get through a summer without something very dramatic happening here in the United States?
No, I don't. I think there's going to be Black Lives Matter rioting, and I think there's going to be false flag attacks. I think the idea is to stir up the Black Lives Matter people, the Chinese operation that it is, and then you'll get some so-called right-wing counterattacks. But they will be just like what happened in the Capitol building, where it was really agent provocateurs that caused all of the trouble. So you're going to see Charlottesville type events. You're going to see January the 6th type of events, maybe, and I hope not, maybe with a little more violence attached to them. And that will give the Biden administration the excuse to start arresting and cracking down on patriots and intimidating patriots. That's what I see happening.
Wow. And that makes for a summer that is going to be historic, and it's a summer where patriots have to stand, because we don't have any more time. We have to stand right now. Where can people go to get more information and get involved?
Well, look, there are new groups springing up all over the country. But look, get involved in your local Tea Party groups, your local John Birch Society, your local Republican Party. You know, get involved. Get involved in your local conservative church if you can find one. But just do something. Start drawing up lists in your communities of all the bad businesses to boycott and the good businesses to support. Start getting ready for the 2022 primaries, because this is our chance to finally get rid of the rhino element in the Republican Party. You know, Trump's out there drawing up lists of people that need to be removed and endorsing candidates to replace them. But we have to get everybody in the primaries to make sure we take full advantage of that. So, you know, get involved in your GOP, your John Birch Society, your Tea Party movement, your local patriot group. Just do something. The groups are there. Just get involved.
They are there. It's just a matter of us, you know. People say I'm too busy.
Well,
I still get annoyed by that. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to have a company. You're not going to have anything.
Look, you're all worried about your money. Well, you're going to be the richest man in the gulag. You know, right. which is a great thing to look forward to. This is existential now. If anybody doesn't realize that we're in a revolution and on the verge of losing this country forever, where are you? What are you thinking? You know, the Democrats, you think about a little bit of math. All the Democrats have to do is break the filibuster and give citizenship to 22 million illegal immigrants who will then vote 80% Democrat. You tell me how you ever beat that, ever. You'll have a one-party state, and you know the history of one-party states. They don't turn out well. We still have a majority here. We've got 80 million MAGA voters, 20 million more who wish they had been, and God. That's a pretty darn good army, don't you think, if we would just join it and get involved.
Amen. Trevor Loudon, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. God bless you and everything that you're doing. Keep up the fight. I hope to see you sometime soon.
Yeah, look forward to it, Matt. Sorry I was a little bit late, but we'll do it again soon, hopefully.
All right, absolutely. Blessings. Okay, Trevor Loudon, author and filmmaker, and you just heard that. We talked about at the very beginning of the show, this article from Gateway Pundit, General Michael Flynn, quote, something is going to happen, end quote. Now, Trevor Loudon backing that up, and I completely agree. They are not going to let this summer go without more rioting, false flags over the summer, attempted false flags over the summer. And as Trevor said, we need to build a nation within a nation through the states constitutionally to resist this Marxist revolution and preserve the republic. Doesn't get any simpler than that. But what we are facing here right now is existential. And as he said, start in your church, start in your local John Birch Society chapter. That is where the rubber meets the road. That is how we're going to reclaim and restore the republic and preserve it. But it's going to take all of us standing up right now to do this and not just talk about it, do it. One way you can do it is by learning how to preach the gospel of the kingdom, learn how to walk in freedom, and we're doing that this weekend, Saturday, 9 o'clock, Doubletree Hotel, downtown Spokane. Peggy Golden's going to be there. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio. May God bless all of you, and may he make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.